Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in Seattle and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 140,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have incredible shows for you today with some really interesting guests. From 2 to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing a gentleman named Leon McLaughlin with another radio show hosting Martha Childress. Leon is a great example of a man who followed his heart and decided to make a difference in the world. He's an amazing fellow who came from humble origins to make and distribute machines which provide clean water to many people in the world. You will hear this truly amazing story in just a few minutes, so please stay tuned for his interview. Martha Childress is another radio show host. She's a wonderful lady. She's the head of the Natural Choice Network, and she broadcasts here on KKNW on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 1 p.m., and she'll also be joining me in this interview. Then from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful gentleman named Master Lin from Taiwan. He's greatly admired throughout Asia in the work for his profound spiritual insights and charitable activities, and he's written many books, including Communication with the Mind, Listen to the Voice of Little Souls Children, We Never Die, I'm an Alien, and other fascinating books. In March of 2017, he gave a keynote speech at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, and I think his interview should be really out of this world. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also want to thank my friends Faison and Shirley in Florida, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Marco in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Raj Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience in over 70 countries for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol for designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends at the Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, as well as KKNW, whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides, and if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States toll-free, or Canada, at 1-888-879-8339, or on my cell at 509-750-9793. I believe everyone is a powerful spiritual being, and with that, I'd like to ask everyone to please send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently, and I know that your love and prayers will really help her. I'd also like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to my good friend, Horion, who's recuperating from throat cancer. His tumor that he had, which was diagnosed as stage 4 cancer a few months ago, is now 80% gone, and I know that your love and light sent to him has really helped. I also like to send love and light to my friend Marco's mother, Luisa, who had a stroke recently, my good friend Wally in the Olympia area, as well as Dr. William Mountain Tacoma and Rocco in Toronto, Canada. My book on Messages from the Masters, I have good news. It will be sent to the publishers on Monday within about 2 or 3 days, and it should be available in 10 to 14 days. The book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future. And I want to thank my dear friends Carolyn and Jerry White so much for their wonderful help in editing the book and get it ready for publication. And I also want to thank my dear friend Mr. Paul Hellier, the former Canadian Minister of Defense, for writing a foreword to the book. I'll give you more details next show. I want to thank everyone so much for their support of my Galactic Wisdom Conference in June that was held in Olympia, Washington. We'll be having, due to the success of that conference, we'll be having our fourth annual conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. For details, please send me an email, and I'll be happy to give you more details. Also, I wanted to mention that there's a wonderful water conference happening in Sofia, Bulgaria, from October 26th to the 29th. And one of the world's most famous scientists will be there, and that's Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington here in Seattle. If you'd like to meet Professor Pollack and some of the world's most famous water scientists, I urge you to attend this conference. More information can be found at www.waterconf.org. Professor Pollack has a wonderful research laboratory at the University of Washington that's the only one of its kind in the world, and they depend totally on private contributions to keep the laboratory running. And if you'd like to give a tax-deductible contribution to help Professor Pollack's laboratory continue, please email him at ghp@washington.edu. With that, I'd like to mention some upcoming events. Tomorrow, on Saturday, July 29th, I'll be giving readings all day at the UFO Fest and at the Triad Theater in Yelm, Washington, and I hope you can come. In addition, there'll be a wonderful Peace and Light conference called the World Conference for Peace and Light that'll be held on August 18th, 19th, and 20th in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It's an incredible conference, and I want to read some of the names to you who will be there. Nassim Harriman is one of the world's most famous physicists. Michiko Hayashi will be there as well, giving, of course, messages from Dr. Emoto. Dr. Luis Fernandez, a very famous spiritualist from the Dominican Republic. Emmy Shanti will be there from Los Angeles. Dr. Cairo P. Roca, a wonderful physician, naturopathic physician from the Bahamas. There's also Bracco will be there. He heals people by just gazing at them. And I went to his presentation last year. It was amazing because many people had some spontaneous healings in the audience. I'll be there as well giving presentations, and I'll also be going into the conference giving a little presentation about the conference toward the end of this hour as well. From September 7th through the 12th, I'll be sponsoring another trip to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. Mount Shasta is a very special place. It's located in Northern California, about 250 miles from San Francisco. On my last trip to Mount Shasta, about 8 to 10 people went into Telos, and we visited with the people of the Hollow Earth. I went with as well. And if you'd like to go, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It's $200 per person, and includes free dry camping on Mount Shasta in one of the most beautiful places on the mountain. With that, what I'd like to do now is to play this interview I have with Leon McLaughlin and Martha Childress about their wonderful work, and then I'll be having a surprise guest in about 30 minutes after this interview. Please stay tuned and listen to this.
Hello, friends. I've got a wonderful gentleman on the telephone today, named Leon McLaughlin. He does water projects and helping people in Africa and Latin America and in the United States too with getting clean water. Leon, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Hey, thank you. Very excited being here.
I'm so happy to have you here, Leon. How did you ever get interested in water as a topic?
Well, I was traveling through Mexico, and I was noticing these barrels on the roof, and I was talking to a lady over there, and I was like, what are these barrels? Mm-hmm. And she said, they're water barrels that we actually catch rain, and we buy water, but it's very expensive. And she had stored her water in her bathtub, and one day she had a gathering, and the tourist was there, asked to use the bathroom, noticed the water in the bathtub. He drained it, came out thinking he was doing her a favor, and told her. She immediately started crying and said, that was my water for the month.
Oh, my God.
So I was wondering, is there any way you can invent a unit that would be cheap? Because they had to pay for the water trucks that was bringing in the water, very expensive, and also trying to catch the rainwater.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And that's how I actually started.
Wow, that's amazing. And how long ago was that?
This was about 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, in 25 words or less, what have you done since then? I'm just kidding about the 25 words or less, but anyway.
Well, we are now in about 21 different countries.
Wonderful.
And we have solar units that we use, and what we call our no electricity units that we've designed.
Uh-huh.
So we've really grown in 10 years to go into 21 different countries.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. And those countries are where? Everywhere? It just roughly like Asia, Latin America, Europe, the United States?
We're in Latin America, South America, Central America, Africa. We actually just did some units with the Peace Corps in Moldova, the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And we just did a deal in Kenya and Zambia.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. As a suggestion, I'm sure you have your plate full, Leon, but as a suggestion, you might check out the Navajo Reservation and also the Hopi Reservation, because their water supplies are sometimes really bad. They don't have clean drinking water from what my friends tell me down there. And the United States is a wealthy country, and yet we choose to overlook Native Americans and their water needs. But just, I know you got a lot on your plate, but just as a suggestion.
You know, that's so funny, because we are working in Arizona with trying to connect with the Hopi Nation. And if anyone have any contacts there, we'll actually donate a water unit to a school there, because that is on our list. And we already have a unit that we could donate. I've had a friend in Arizona that actually was trying to contact some people there, but we couldn't get in. But, yeah, we can actually donate. We would love to do that. I just got a friend that's going to Yakima to deal with one of the reservations over there that we're going to donate a unit to also. But we would love to donate a unit to the Hopi Nation.
Well, I can give you a contact number and a person off air after the program. So that, consider it done.
Oh, that is great. And we will definitely, we got a unit that we could donate there. That would be totally wonderful.
The other area to look into is the Standing Rock tribe that was protesting against the pipeline last year. They have problems there as well. I mean, actually, Native Americans, the way they're treated in this country, mm-hmm. is not a very pretty sight, and the history is not very pretty either. And unfortunately, many Americans are simply unaware of their needs. But I know that your water filters and devices would really be welcomed on these reservations. So I can put you in touch with some people that would welcome. I think welcome your help.
That would be a dream come true, because we are cleaning up the worst water in the world. And like you said, wouldn't it be great to be right here at home helping out, even though we have done things all over the world? We did work with some Seattle schools at Dearborn Elementary International School, and we did South Lake Alternative School, where we donated units here in Seattle, along with backpack school supplies with emergency feeding, King County emergency feeding, CenturyLink that donated the backpacks, and we donated some water units to the Seattle schools. But we would love, we got that Hopi and the Native American schools definitely on our agenda, and that's great that you have a connection. And we, like I say, we already had a unit, so we don't even have to fundraise for them.
Well, one thing I have to tell you is they are reluctant to open up to mainstream society, because they've been lied to so much over the centuries. So you have to earn their trust and come to them with a sincere heart. Obviously, you've got a sincere heart, and I know you will do what you say you do. So I'll put you in touch with some contacts, and I think that'll
be great.
Yeah, because they just don't open up. If you just sent them a letter or called them cold, they don't open up readily because
of problems.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. That's exactly right.
Well, look what this government did to them last year with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. You know, the way they were shooting people, and it was horrible the way they were treated. You don't hear about it now in the media anymore, but. So I don't know really what's going on back there then, but they do need help. And there's another tribe actually also in northern Canada where I'll have to contact them too. I have a way to get a hold of them. They've got terrible water supply problems, and plus they have the highest suicide rate in North America, where the young kids, they don't see there's any future, and so they use a lot of drugs and die.
Wow.
That was pretty, Yeah, but I know who to get. I think I know how to get a hold of them. So that's another place in Canada. So anyway, so when you talk about third world countries, we have situations here in North America which are they're like a third world situation that people don't even realize. So I mean, it's really good you're doing this worldwide because the people really need it, and I'm so happy you are. But there are situations.
And the good part about it is that the unit does what it says it does. It cleans out lead, arsenic, pharmaceuticals, and like I said, we've been cleaning up some of the worst water in the world. So that's the good part, that it works.
Okay, wonderful. Does it take out fluoride out of the water?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, as you know, the water in Seattle and King County is fluoridated.
Exactly.
And that
that's why we donated those units to Dearborn International School and South Lake, and they love it. They love those machines.
Wonderful. How do they work exactly?
The no electricity units work on PSI, the pressure, but the solar units that we have in third world countries, we have them like coffee carts. That's where the idea came. So you roll it to the lake or the river, and it's solar, and it's UV and a filter for contaminants, a special filter. So the UV kills the viruses, and then you have the other filter that takes out the contaminants. And it's all solar, and it's a pump, and you put the hose in the dirty water. It pumps the dirty water through the UV and filters, and out comes clean water. The big units we have produces 740 gallons of water an hour. The smaller units that's no electricity, that's very affordable, they do a gallon a minute. And you don't have to change the filters on the big units to after 500,000 gallons of water has been used, and on the small one after 10,000 gallons.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, have you been back to Flint, Michigan?
We tried to get into Flint, and we actually designed the unit to take out all of the lead. We were talking to the mayor's office, the highway patrol, everyone in Flint, the churches, and they were going to take our unit. And we were working with Oakland Community College, which is in Auburn Hills, because we had did a special deal in Bloomberg teaching kids how to not get in the auto industry because, you know, it was rough back there in Detroit, and get into the water industry. And we did a special show there, and they had connected us up in Flint. And then all of a sudden, when we were getting ready to send the units there, we got hit with the bureaucracy. But what we did, they felt so bad, Oakland Community College, Auburn Hills, Michigan, that they were doing a special water project in Cambodia. And they say, you know, we feel so bad that we couldn't get these units into Flint, and they were donated to go in. We designed these units, and what they did was connect us, because they said, we're doing a special project in Cambodia, and it's similar to the project that you were doing in Swaziland, where the crocodiles were drowning the kids when they go to the river 5 or 6, 8 years old, because you got a lot of home alone kids. They were going to the rivers trying to get water, and all of a sudden they were getting drowned by the crocodiles and eaten for breakfast or lunch. And so we start putting units in schools, and we actually went to Cambodia through Auburn Hills, Michigan, Oakland Community College, and actually delivered water units in Cambodia that should have went to Flint. And they opened up, you know, with arms open, took the units, and it was unbelievable.
Has Flint been able to receive any of your wonderful water units in spite of the
bureaucracy? They like I said, we got hit with all that bureaucracy, so they're actually just getting bottled water, coming skids. The churches was telling me that these trucks bring the water units in, and they're just not water units, but water bottles, which means plastic. You're really screwing up the environment. So they got these plastic water bottles that they're bringing in, a ton of them. And as they load them up in these skids, and the truck is blowing out tires because of the water weighing so much a lot of times, they drop it off to the church, and then the church and other organizations take the water bottle to the residents. The horrible part about it is that they have to do these bird baths. I don't know what you know if a bird bath is, but where you have to just take the water and put it on a cloth and wipe your arms, wipe your face, but no running water. So that's Flint, Michigan. It's horrible. And this Oakland Community College in Auburn Hills, they felt so bad about that, that they still, you know, in a horrible crisis. Because you can't drink the water, you can't boil the water in Flint, can't do nothing with it.
Do you think
so? They're just taking these bottled water, you know, the bottled water, and sure, that's all they're getting. No filters.
Do you think the government officials in Flint, Michigan, should be arrested and put in jail for preventing your help from your water from your company there for the people?
Well, look what's happening. I mean, you got all these kids that's got all this lead in them, and if you're 2 years or under, you know, if you're pregnant, then the kid is destroyed for life because of the lead. So, of course, but oh, it's bureaucracy again.
What in the Arab world, there's a term for it called bakshish, where you give a bribe to a government official to do something they should do anyway. Is that what they're fishing around for, bribes, before you they let these water filters in? What do you think the problem is?
Well, you know, I don't even think they're letting it in on that. I think the bottled water companies is making a killing, you know, mm-hmm, bringing in the bottled water. It's just like we were doing a deal in Haiti, and it's the same situation where we wanted to give one of our water units, which we had to sneak the units in through the Dominican Republic to get the water units in there, because we were working with like World Vision to bring all these water units into Haiti when they had their crisis. All of a sudden, we got hit with the bureaucracy, and we were trying to donate these water units to solar water units. And what happened is that they were, you know, going for the guy say, well, we can't take the water units because everybody was getting a cut from the bottled water companies just to take that bottled water. So that's where the bribes and stuff come in on that bottled water.
Oh, I see. I see.
So they didn't want our machines. They wanted to keep getting the bottled water, even though they were those organizations, you know, we like to help little Johnny, little Susie. We, you know, going to get them water and all that. But they were getting bottled water, but they was getting the cut from the bottled water companies to get that water rather than to get our water, which would have been free.
Yeah, that makes sense now. Martha, I want to welcome you to my program. It's so good to have you here too.
Thanks. It's so funny listening to you guys too, because the synchronicities of what Leon seems to bring to anybody he comes into touch with is all connecting all these points and places where he can get these units installed. And the barriers to entry are coming down with every new person he meets. And now he's got the opening into the Native Americans, you know, with your contact as well. And after I had him on the show and learned about him, you know, suddenly I have a place in West Africa and a place in Ecuador that we're doing some donations for on his behalf after our show. And serendipitously enough as well, one is going to be donated in honor of Dr. Emoto and the, you know, the Emoto Peace Project, which people that listen to your show are quite familiar with. And the other one is going to be in honor of Jose Arguelles. And so it's just really beautiful how everything he's done is touching so many hearts and he's doing so much good. And we love you, Leon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Leon, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you, I mean, you have an interesting history, I think. And I think you're an example of how one person can make a difference.
Yeah, and if I can interject here really quickly, because I know he's not going to toot his own horn as much, but after seeing that problem, he went and took an online course through the University of Sacramento on, you know, water management. I mean, this was just one person, but he took action. He learned how to do it. Took his experience, and really, truly, one person can make a difference. And when they do, you know, look what happens. You know, everybody shows up around them to help.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're all in this together, and we all need each other's help to make this world a better place. And just perhaps, this is I have a worldwide program with tens of thousands of listeners, and just perhaps some pressure will be exerted on the government officials in Flint, Michigan, to open up and let these wonderful water machines. Now, the problem I see, if you're a water company, you'd lose money with your, I mean, they would lose revenues, wouldn't they, Leon? Is that
That's
it?
That's exactly right. That's what I've seen happen in Haiti when I talk to the big water companies. They say, well, your machine will put us out of business. Mm-hmm. And we have distributors that in Haiti that getting the cut on the water, plus the people in, you know, not all, I can't, but, you know, but a lot of them. You know, they're getting the kickback. So that's the whole problem right there.
And yeah, they stay dependent, too. You know, you're giving them a fishing pole instead of the fish.
Right, right. Well, these water devices, how much do they cost to build? Or I think?
Well, we can do like 5,000 people, the big solar units that we used in Bolivia, Peru, and in South America, they go for about $15,000, but you're doing a whole village. But we also have units that go for like $125 that can do 10,000 gallons of water before you need to change the filter. And the flow rate is there, a gallon a minute. So you're looking at it, and it's a special filter that actually takes out contaminants and viruses. So it retails for $600, but we get it for $125 because I designed the unit. So, you know, you're looking at a $600 unit for $125. And you don't have to change the filter to after 10,000 gallons. And the filters cost $50, which normally should be like $250. So we really out there to help people.
Yeah. Well,
that's
nice.
A lot of water bottles.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
We're trying to get them off the plastic.
Yeah.
I want to get back to the Native Americans because, and I don't want to keep saying this point, but they do need help. And a lot of their water supplies are substandard or non-existent. And for many Native Americans, they need help. And but your water filtration system would be wonderful. What are your plans for the future? I mean, are there any other projects you're working on other than the current ones? What other wonderful ideas do you have, Leon?
Well, like I said, you can have 4,000 people dying a day. Because of lack of clean, fresh drinking water. 50% of the world's hospital beds are with people with waterborne illnesses. So imagine if they got clean water, you just freed up 50% of the world's hospital beds. You just cleaned up them 4,000 people dying a day, just as we've had our conversation in these few minutes. Look how many kids has already died because of waterborne illnesses. Wow. So it's a problem that could be fixed, and you can have that number down to zero. That's my Disney fantasy, to get it down to zero.
Wow, that would be incredible. That'd be incredible.
And it's doable.
Well, tell me this, Leon. Do you have a website you could give out, or email people could contact you?
And we would love people to join us. We're actually going to be at the Bill and Melinda Gates Visitor Center in September doing a special event that they will be featuring us on. And our website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. So www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And you can see our latest projects and everything that we're doing, and you can check out the things we did in the past. So, yeah. And if any organization or group or anyone want to join us, join us on this mission to bring clean, fresh drinking water to children around the world. That's no problem at all. We want people to join us. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and what I love about what Leon's doing, too, and when he's out there and it's so direct, there's really no middleman. I mean, you're just finding the exact people on the site, you know, that can install them and kind of oversee it. And so it's just such a clean point A to point B to point C. And it also empowers the people in the community so much, you know, where they have these units. And when the kids are healthy, you know, that it filters in, the ripple effect just goes into their education, all those things. So it's not just about getting clean water. I mean, that is just the key to everything else that's going to allow them, you know, to thrive and, you know, be members of a community that, you know, can actually start getting on their own feet. And there's that gratitude piece of it. And that's what I think is so beautiful about kind of how, you know, with all the work you do with Dr. Emoto on that and just the nature of water and the beauty of water and the memory of water you know, that it holds memory is that as all these people get these units and as they feel empowered and they're grateful for it, the water itself, you know, especially with the studies that, you know, Dr. Emoto was able to reveal, it's more healthy, you know, and, you know, there it's infused with love. It's infused with gratitude. It's confused with all those things that make the healing benefits even better. And that's why on the units that we're donating, we're going to be putting a decal on it with the love and gratitude crystal of Dr. Emoto's and the Hanabku symbol of Jose Aguayes. Yeah, so I think that's really fun.
Let me tell you real quick. Definitely you should contact Michiko Hayashi or you should contact the Emoto office about that because
I'll talk to Michi. I'm going to show it to her before, but I think that'd be a really neat thing.
Because they've had your purpose is very noble and it's a good purpose, but they always like to know about that and you have to get their permission to use their images.
Yeah, it's going to go to her to see it too, but it's just really, you know, just that idea of it too, or they could even just write love on the unit in a you know,
that's
a permanent ink pen. They can do anything, but in the one that, you know, it'd be nice to feature that on the one that's going to be on his
memory. And that's what we do. Every time we install a unit, we call a inauguration celebration. And so we celebrate, and they put signs up, you know, thanking the donors, and, you know, we have a celebration.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. What are your current plans for more countries, or what are your next plans for the future, Leon?
Well, we're going into Kenya. We're adding more units there. With the president of the Widows and Orphans, we've teamed up with Dress Girl Around the World out of Hawaii. So we're bringing in tailor dresses along with shorts for the boys, and it's all cotton. So when they wash their clothes on the river, they don't have to worry about, you know, the dresses or the shorts breaking up because cotton go good with the water and the situation and washing on rocks. So we've teamed up with Dress Girl Around the World. We're sending thousands of dresses, water units, shoes to Kenya, Zambia. We're also still working with the Peace Corps in Moldova for more units and the Ukraine.
Wonderful. 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 Have you left any places out that you'd like to go to?
Well, we are trying to get into India, and we got a gentleman that's working over there in India. We haven't installed the unit yet over there, but we're working on that. So that's one place that needs water desperately also.
If you do go into India, I would not mention Bill Gates' name because he's been sued by the Indian government for harming people with his vaccinations there. So it's not a he's not in favor there. So just keep his name out of it when you go because anyway.
This is a total independent organization that we're working with, not affiliated with the Gates Foundation in India.
Okay, well, I'm just warning you.
because if
you mention that name, you will probably not be allowed in.
Okay.
So just word of the wise. Well, India's had water quality problems for many years. I used to live in India for about 2.5 years. So
Well
familiar with the water situation there. And there's lots of waterborne diseases in India. Tell me this. How does your system work? It's filtered through gravel. Is that right? Or how does that work?
No, it's not. It's actually filtered through a filter and a UV light for viruses. So it's a pump, a solar panel that's either in a suitcase or on a cart, and you're looking at the pump and the solar and the UV light and just a special filter. We get a water sample a lot of times, then we would create a filter for whatever's in that water, but it's basically a solar panel, pump, and UV light and the special filter.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
And it costs about $100 and some odd to build. Is that right?
The solar units, that's the huge carts, they're like for 5,000 people. They're 15,000, and they normally cost 30. But the no electricity units, they are $125.
Oh, I see.
That's the
wonderful.
Unit that we use that you don't have to change the filters to after 10,000 gallons, but it produces a gallon a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Leon, so you can use those in streams too, right? As long as there's some PSI, those
yep.
can be used.
As long as you got PSI, you
don't even need the solar, yeah.
Yep. $125.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
So it's very affordable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So donations can go a really long way. So make sure people know how to donate for these units too. While you've got Leon on the line and mm-hmm. and encourage
people. Do they just go to the website or what do they do exactly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can also call me. My phone number is 206-228-6836.
Okay, 206-228. What was that again?
6836.
6836. Okay. Okay, yeah. Good.
And when you go to the website, it'll tell you everything also. So we would love people to join us.
All right. And you have a way to contact people to contact you by email, too, from your website?
Yep. The email website is also there.
I see.
Info at cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. And it's a tax write-off.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
And anyone that would donate those $125 units, if they purchase 5, we put their name on the machine, so it's like a legacy.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Well, Martha, I'm sure you have something to add to this. I'd love your input, too.
Well, no, I'm just really glad that I found out about Leon. My husband, actually, when I was out of town, was sitting next to him at a piano bar, and they started talking. And so that's how I met him. And then when I, learned about what he was doing, my husband said, oh, you want to talk to my wife? And they'd love to have you on the Natural Choice Network. And then the more I learned about him and what he was doing, and it just seemed like all these synchronicities kind of fell into place and all these, people and connections started coming forward. And I think that's really, really the beauty of, like you say, as an example of what one person can do, when they have this, an idea and a passion, that a lot of things fall into place and just can affect so many people. And this is such a great way and such an easy way for people to do something simple and easy that's going to have just huge returns and for so many people in so many ways.
Right.
Yes, and our head office is at the Columbia Tower Shoeshine Stand, because that's what I do. We started at the Shoeshine Stand. That's the head office, and we're sending water units from the Shoeshine Stand all over the world.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It goes to show that we're all powerful spiritual beings, and we can... we have the ability to make this world a much better place, even if you're just one person, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Leon, could you give out your website again so people could get more information and your phone number so they could contact you?
Yeah, it's www.cleanwaterfoundationwafowashington.org. And the phone number is 206-228-6836. And when you go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, you'll see all the projects, what we're doing, and if you want to join us, join us. And we would love to have organizations, individuals come and join us. We just had a kid in Massachusetts named Joshua. He did bake sales, purchased 7 units, and those units are now in Kenya, Zambia, Moldova, and Ukraine.
Yeah, and then those are the ones that we're sending to West Africa and Ecuador.
And don't forget, there's many people here in the United States who also need those units too, including Flint, Michigan, and our Native American friends. So,
it's kind of the plight of green. Green energy is kind of getting stopped the same way that this is. So, they can try, but we find our ways around the corners and do it where we can.
Well, I tell you, another good thing is that when we did our deal in the Bahamas, because we were in the Caribbean. And to see the little kids throw away those plastic bottles because they don't have recycling over there and use our water unit, it was totally unbelievable.
Sure.
What a
freedom. Wonderful. Well, Leon, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today. And Martha, it was so good to have you on, too. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure. And hopefully we can put something together, like you said, for the Native Americans and Flint, Michigan. I would love to.
Okay, great. Well, I'll be in touch. And Leon and Martha, have a beautiful day. And Leon, again, thank you so much for your wonderful work.
You too, and thank you so much. So happy to support him.
Okay, good.
Bye-bye.
All right, Leon. Bye-bye, Martha.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Hello, friends. Was that an amazing interview? I really like Leon and Martha, too. They're wonderful people. And Leon's a fellow who's put his heart into a project that's I think is really helping the world. And also, there's another person who's really helping the world, too. And she's helping it by spreading the word of Dr. Masaru Emoto around the world. And her name is Michiko Hayashi. And she's coming to us live right now from Tokyo. Michiko, hi. How are you doing today?
Hello. Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. Thank you. Oh. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's so good to have you on. I wanted to bring you on for two reasons. You're having an event at the Moto Peace Project at the Krista Voyage Book Center, a spiritual center in Tacoma, on Friday, September 1st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it's just going to be right off 38th Street near the Tacoma Mall. And you're going to be give a very special presentation on what's called the Katsuzama Aharo Machine. Could you tell us a little bit about that briefly? And I've got some more questions to ask you, too.
Oh, okay. Well, Katsuzama Therapy is a vibrational machine that Yoshi, who was the number one student of Dr. Emoto's, and Yoshi invented this Katsuzama Therapy system. And what you do is you put your hand on top of this machine, and then it detects, scans all over your body and see what kind of problem you have and how. And then through that, we transmit information into water that you can drink so that your energy level will be balanced and that your body will start to feel much better and healed. Or you can use that water, you can use that machine to maintain your good health every day. So that's something that I will be presenting in September.
Wonderful, wonderful. And also, too, Adam and Joshua Biggleson will be there as well. And I've nicknamed them the Blood Brothers because their father did work, Dr. Biggleson did work, the same kind of work that Dr. Emoto did, but with blood to diagnose almost any physical or spiritual condition.
That's right. Yeah. So we will be doing this event together.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, the event's free, but donations will be gracefully accepted. And as I know that Dr. Emoto is beautiful, the beautiful messages from water children's books will be available, as well as water crystal T-shirts and other items as well from the Emoto office. So if you are in the area, please mark that on your calendar for Friday, September 1st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. You'll be able to meet Michiko and have her give a wonderful presentation, as well as Adam and Josh Biggleson. And the other reason I wanted to have you on today, since we're talking about water, is that there's a wonderful Peace and Light conference called the World Conference for Peace and Light. It's the third annual World Conference, and it'll be held between the 18th and 20th of August in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And people like yourself, Nassim Harriman, Dr. Angel Louise Fernandez, Emmy Shanti, Baraka will be there, a whole bunch of fascinating people. And I wondered if you could give people a little bit of background about the conference and what you'll be talking about there.
Okay, well, thank you. This is the third time that they have started in Dominican Republic. And last year it was held in Punta Cana, but this year they will be holding this event called World Conference of Peace and Light. In Spanish, it's called Conferencia Mundial por la Paz y por la Luz. It will be held at the Hotel Catalonia Hotel in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. And there will be more than 25 speakers or presenters, including Nassim Harriman. He is one of the most remarkable physicists, and he's really interesting. He's really well known, so I'm sure that so many people know about him and will want to meet him in person also, or learn about his findings in person. Also, there will be Malcolm Carter, Dr. Angel, Angel Luis Fernandez, Emi Shanti, mm-hmm. Brazzo, and Pedro Angel Brater, and myself, Also, we'll be talking about Message from Water. Mm-hmm. 25 speakers, amazing speakers, including you, Ted. Mm-hmm. You will be talking about the messages from masters from mm-hmm. above.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be held right at the beach, beautiful beachside in Santo Domingo at this hotel called Hotel Catalonia, between the 18th and 20th of August, next month.
Right. And the location is not far from Miami. So if you are would like to come to a fantastic conference bringing in some of the best spiritual people and UFO people in the world, please come to the Dominican Republic. And I know you'll be giving a presentation there. The thing I wanted to get back to, something also too on September 1st for the Moto Peace Project event, is that outside of Japan, it's very rare for a presentation to be given on the Katsuzama system, isn't it? I mean, usually Yoshi does it, but...
Yoshi does it, but Yoshi says he cannot do everything by himself. Mm-hmm. Also, because he speaks Japanese beautifully, but he cannot speak English, so he asked me to do it in the United States. So,
right.
So that's the reason why I'm doing it. And also, sometimes we have our Moto Peace Project team in Germany, so they sometimes do that. But I am doing it in the United States.
Wonderful.
Because this really helps. Mm-hmm. This machine really helps to maintain your daily health,
mm-hmm.
and deals with the problems that you may have. So this is to me it's an ideal machine for your health, because you don't really want to become sick, and it will help you from preventing from getting diseases.
I have to ask you this, and I know you were Dr. Moto's assistant for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have to
mm-hmm.
ask you this question, Michiko. He wrote this book, and it's called Hado, and he said that everything was Hado, or vibration. Could you explain mm-hmm. that to my listeners around the world, please?
Yeah, thank you. Everything is vibration. As we see everything, so many things like bookshelf, or computer, or light, or table, chair, pen. Everything, even though we can't see that they're vibrating, but they are vibrating. And our internal organs or brain, every parts of brains, everything is vibrating. That's something that Dr. Moto found. And the way that we can see that everything is vibrating is from the treatment that Dr. Moto was giving using this Hado device even before he was he got into water research.
Mm-hmm.
He was an alternative medical doctor, or he was treating people with alternative way,
right.
using Hado machine, vibrational machine called MRA, magnetic resonance analyzer, and using transmitting information into water and had patients drink these waters, personalized water. So at that time he learned that everything was vibrating. If the balance of the vibration of within your body is not in balance, then you get disease. So that's how he was talking about vibration, and it is so important to have the vibration energy level of every part of the organ or body in good balance,
mm-hmm.
then you won't get disease.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's something else too I heard too, and I know I'm sure you know more about this, Michiko, but when Dr. Moto first started out on his medical on finding out answers using this machine, he first tried blood. And then he tried water, because Dr. Biggleson's focused in on blood as well, with using the same kind of vibrational techniques.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if
okay.
he really started with blood. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I only know about water.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Okay. Sorry.
That's
maybe
all right.
You know better. I don't know how you got that information, but he may have. I'm not sure. I have to. I have to go through his information or study.
I think
how
Yeah, I think Adam and Josh Biggleson told me about it. So
maybe he may have tried it before.
Right.
I'm not sure, but the only thing I can say is that blood is 95% water.
Sure. Absolutely.
So yeah. So I know. We obtain the same kind of information from water, from blood, from the liquid from within our body, because they're water.
Michiko, we've got about 4 minutes left, and in the next 4 or 5 minutes, I want to ask you a really important question. You have a whole bunch of these beautiful children's books which teach children around the world that their thoughts do create the kind of reality you want. For example, if you send positive, loving thoughts to a glass of water, from what I understand, Dr. Moto found that the crystals, these beautiful crystals, form in the water. And if you drink the water, you become very high vibration, and it really helps your health and puts you in a much better mood. The same thing happens with negativity. If you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, the water molecules will break down and form ugly patterns. And you've just printed a whole bunch of children's books, which you want to ship here to North America, but you need some shipping funds. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. Thank you. Well, yes, I printed 3,000 copies in Spanish because there are so many Spanish-speaking people in the United States. And also, I'm going to Dominican Republic. And after Dominican Republic, I'm going to Mexico to give my presentations and water prayers and everywhere. But and so I wanted to have Spanish edition so that I can give to people, not only children, but to adults also, so because this is so important for everyone to learn about water, about our consciousness, our prayer, about our the words that we use daily, or anything that we are hearing, or whatever we see, whatever we hear, however we feel, affects our health and also environment. Mm-hmm. So that through this book, people can learn about the information about what the water is teaching us. So I printed a Spanish edition also, and also 3,000 copies of Spanish edition, and also 5,000 in English. And I am now trying to find the way to ship those books to the United States and to the nonprofit organization, the World Peace Project America in Seattle, where we, you and I and Carolyn, established last year in August, so that we can distribute to everyone around the world.
Wonderful. How much how much do you need for shipping costs?
At the beginning, I would need $500 only.
Okay. Well,
but I don't have the budget now.
All right. Well, listen, I just want to tell everyone who's interested in helping support the Emoto Peace Project, you can send a contribution through PayPal using, go ahead and give them your email, or I can give my email too. It doesn't matter. My email for the show is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and just make a note that that's for the Emoto Peace Project, 100% of what you send will go to the EPP. And you have an email address too, Michi?
Yes, it's okay. EPP. EPP stands for Emoto Peace Project. EPP@emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay, wonderful.
So whoever writes to me, I can reply to them. The reason why I printed and I'm in Japan and shipping is because it's much cheaper. Dr. Emoto started to use this printer, and it's less. When I print 5,000 copies, one book is about $1.
Oh, wow. That's very reasonable.
So it's much cheaper than printing in the United States. And the quality of the book is much better than printing in any, like in China or Korea. So
wonderful.
And shipping, if I ship by boat, it's still cheap. Cheaper
wonderful.
Than printing and distributing
wonderful.
Within the United States.
Well, for those of you who'd like to support the Emoto Peace Project, please, you can send us PayPal, or you can send a contribution to me, Ted Marr, at P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509-5331. Again, that's Lacey, Washington, zip code 98509-5331.
The P.O. Box?
The P.O. Box, uh-huh.
Is the P.O. Box?
The P.O. Box for the Emoto Peace Project.
No, I think you missed the P.O. Box number.
Yeah, the P.O. Box, it's P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509. And with that, we've got about 45 seconds. And Mitchie, I want to give you the rest of the time.
Well, thank you so much, Ted, for letting me talk about this event that two brothers, Josh and Adam, about blood and me and Multi Peace Project and Yoshi's Cousin Tama Therapy, how
wonderful
that can help people. Also about the conference, beautiful, beautiful conference called Conferencia Mundial por la Paz y por la Luz, que va a estar en el Hotel Catalonia, Santo Domingo, República Dominicana, entre 18 y 20 de agosto. Gracias. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on today. We'll finish the hour with this beautiful water song, and then we'll be back on the air in just a few minutes. Thank you so much, Michiko, for coming on today.